Hello and welcome back to the How Not to Be a Karen podcast. My name is Karen. As you all know, happy March. If you guys can't tell, I love the month of March so much. I don't even know where to begin, as like for different reasons, and I don't even know if I want to get into them. But yeah, it's a new month. February went so fast. I can't even fathom, but we did have an extra day. So if you guys didn't already know, and it's by the time you're listening, it was leap day yesterday, so it definitely was a well-needed extra day, and I absolutely loved it. I decided to move my body, go to yoga class across town. I was like, there's gonna be traffic, but there's traffic always in LA, so why not? So I did that, and it was really, really fun. Playlist was fire. The instructor, I don't go across town for anybody, is a really, really good instructor, and I wanted to, take advantage of the extra day. So if you guys didn't already know, I want to just go ahead and dive into the episode, because like I said, it's March. I'm sure you guys are all going to be busy, and I know I am I right? Birthday month. If you guys couldn't already tell from the title episode, but I guess the first episode of March is all about why you should stir the pot and do it for the plot, as Serena fucking Kerrigan always likes to say. And she's actually such an amazing Aries as well, and Aries woman, and I definitely love her advice so much, and I love how raw she is about faking it till you make it and believing in yourself and doing whatever the fuck you want to do, which I love, you guys. And yeah, she is such a queen. So that, I guess, she kind of inspired me to make this episode, but also recent events in my life that I was like, okay, it's either shit or get off the pot. It's either I'm gonna keep ignoring the problem or I'm gonna do something about it. And it is, a new year. Astrologically speaking, Aries is Aries season is the new year of the is the astrologically new year, or rather astrological new year. I know we had a couple weeks ago Chinese New Year for all those who celebrate, which is always fun. But I was, scrolling on Instagram as you do, but again, I have favorites that I always see up top of my Instagram, and one of them was Dr. Nicole LaPera, which if you don't know, I think it's the holistic psychologist on Instagram. I could be wrong. One moment. I just want to go and double check. She had made a post, and I reposted it on the podcast page. Yep, it's the holistic psychologist, Dr. Nicole LaPera. If you guys don't know who she is, definitely go check her out. But I posted on my story on the pod's story on, if you guys don't follow it, it's how.nottobeakarenpod on Instagram, and it said it was all about how keeping the peace can be counterintuitive. And I think the post said something about sometimes keeping the peace is not good for you. Maybe I should pull up my receipts here, because that post was so good. I gotta be real with you guys. It really resonated with me, especially with all the stuff I am going through, and everybody has shit they're going through. So listen, this is no comparison. at all. I think everybody has things in their life where they're, just putting aside or turning blind eye just to keep the peace, and you can't do that for forever. Eventually I think there'll be detrimental effects, and Dr. Nicole LaPera said specifically there'd be detrimental effects to your mental health, and that's what I got from the post after reading it, because of how she grew up about keeping the peace and trying to stay neutral and not stirring the pot. And it's she's here. She and I are here to tell you to stir the pot, because if you don't, it's not good to hold these things in, and I'll give you guys a very real example of what I've been going through. Roommate was, okay. I have a roommate, or will have had a roommate, hopefully, by the time you guys are listening to this, where we just don't get along, okay? And, you cannot get along all you want. And the reason why we don't get along is because of roommate stuff, right? problems arose during the length of us living together. It's not great. It's just irreconcilable, like, differences. Kind of sounds like I'm divorcing someone. But no, it's never good, like I said, to bottle up your feelings. And that's what I did for months. For, like, the first 3 months of her moving in, I just kept it inside. And I was like, okay, maybe she'll take care of it later. Maybe she'll clean. You know, maybe she'll, you know, I often tend to give people the benefit of the doubt. I'm here to tell you, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. In my case, it doesn't work. You have to speak up. And I knew by me saying something, I just knew it in my gut. I was like, this is not gonna end well. Like, it already started not very well. Like, they were like a month late with rent, the first month, which is never good. Like, cleaning wise, we had very different expectations of like when someone should wrap up and like take care of the dishes. In my eyes, I think a couple days is way too much, like, to let sinks, like, the sink and with dishes pile up, but that's just me. But it just literally went, I'm not gonna bore you guys with more like roommate drama and shit, but bottom of the line is that I am so glad I spoke up, because otherwise not only me but my other roommate, who I get along with, we would have both allowed ourselves to live like this and to be taken advantage of. Okay, like, it's put simply like that. And I stand by that. You know, if you don't like someone, that's fine. You know, you can maybe put your feelings aside and just like be professional about it, or, you know, you can like do something about it and try to work something out. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out, but at least you tried. I'll have one episode where we like dive more into this about like just more specifically and like story time, because, and mind you, I don't this is what the episode is about, but I have really really juicy ones. But with that being said, like, obviously you can't control other people's emotions, feelings, thoughts, actions. You really can't. Okay, so I posted it today on my Instagram, kind of previewing the episode for today. It's about the Let Them theory by Mel Robbins, and essentially what that theory says, it's like the Beatles song, right? Like, let it be. You know, if someone does something, okay, just let them. Like, if you're gonna be the villain in someone's story, like I am, as I just told you guys, let them. Let yourself be the villain in someone else's story. Take care of you, because at the end of the day, you are your own priority, and you are your own, you should be like your own best friend. And if something isn't right, obviously it's in your best interest to speak up for yourself and maybe for others. Who knows, right? It's like, so be it. I don't know if you guys are watching Love is Blind, this year's Love is Blind, but it's like the Sarah and Jeremy and Laura triangle, okay? Like, I don't mean be someone else's villain like Sarah Ann. That's a fine line. Like, I don't mean being a pick-me girl and not having the self-respect to leave a situation or wait for the guy to not be engaged anymore. No, that's not what I'm saying. Do what's right for you, and the rest will follow and like fall into place. I'm a huge believer that like everything works out in the end. Again, you kind of have to take some accountability, and but also know that, you know, just let it be for a second, like, it'll be okay. You know, you can't keep getting mad at other people's actions, because at the end of the day, you can only like focus on what you can control. So what you can control is how you respond to a situation. And that's kind of a huge lesson, again, going back to the roommate stuff, that I learned in this whole situation. Had it been 5 years ago, I think I would have handled it much more poorly than I did now. Not saying I handled it perfectly, but you know, at least I had the consideration for others, for myself, and I'm actually like really proud of myself for like speaking up and not just doing nothing, because sometimes doing nothing is not great. I think you should always do you, and just do whatever the fuck you want when it comes to your own happiness. And such a good way to, like, I know, I don't know if you guys feel the same way, but up until like recently, like, it's been a struggle, because it's so cold and sunset is like still like kind of early, like 5:30. I've had a weird work schedule. There's just been stuff that's been getting in the way of prioritizing myself, and I finally got back into it this week where I was like, no more excuses. I have to just do what's right for me and just get on with it and like just do it. So it's such a good way to like go into this new astrological new year. It's a brand new month too, and daylight savings time is right around the corner, so I think it's a perfect time to just get out there.
I am a huge believer that it's never too late. If the first 2 months of the year haven't gone as well as you'd like, I'll give an example. I barely finished one book. Okay, and then my goal was like a book per month. That's okay. I'm not gonna like punish myself or something. Like, I'm not gonna do that. What I can do though is finish the book that I've been wanting to read, start another one, make it a priority. With that being said, it doesn't mean that you allow yourself to just do nothing and like fall back or not be productive, whatever. Of course there are days when rest is important, but also like I said, you have to take some accountability and do the best you can. But I'm just here to tell you, it's March, it's a new astrological year, baby, in Aries season. Once Aries starts, prepare to be sick of you guys. I'm so excited. I think that is all I had for this week's episode. It's a really, really short and sweet one, but I just wanted to put it out there because, like I said, it really resonated with me. It was something that I've honestly, at times before, I've like held myself back with different things, whether it's like putting myself out there online with a podcast or like dating, like not wanting to do dating apps for the longest time. Like, I really, really, really tried to not do that, and I pushed against it, but it's either you go with the changing times or you fall behind, and I fell behind. Like, I didn't use a dating app until like 2 years ago. Like, it is what it is. But we're here now, we live and we learn. Like I said, it's never too fucking late, so do with that what you will. I hope you guys do everything you want for the fucking plot, and happy March again, and thank you so, so much for listening to this week's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you're not following the podcast already, you can follow the pod at how.nottobeakarenpod on Instagram, or yours truly at KarenGiselle28. It is my birthday month, so I'll be definitely posting a lot about it, just in general. But always feel free to slide into the DMs and let me know what you think about this week's episode or any other episode you listen to, really. And again, thank you so much for being here. Until next time, bye.